listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, as you always are, every Friday at 11 a.m. here Pacific Time, to my couch. I'm Dr. Michelle, your friendly psychologist, where we talk about everything, problems, issues, relationships, entertainment news, political news, and of course I always answer your emails if I can, and I take your live calls too. So let's start off by me giving you the phone number if you'd like to call in. If you have any questions, relationship issues, anything like that. Love to hear from you. I'll always take your call. The number's 323. That's the area code here in beautiful Los Angeles. 203-0815. 323-203-0815. All right, give me a call if you'd like to talk about something. And if not, you can email me. This is my email address. Goes directly to the show here. DocMichelle@AOL.com. That's DocMichelle@AOL.com. And I encourage you to write me while I'm on the air live. And what I'm going to do is take some of your responses. And by the way, I will be reading randomly some of your responses, and I will change the names as I am live on the air answering listeners' questions. So respond to me. I'd love to hear from you. DocMichelle@AOL.com. Of course, my website, you can check me out. It's DrMichelleTherapy.com. DrMichelle with two L's, therapy.com, where I talk about positive life changes, detoxing that drama from your lives. Get that shit out of your lives, people. Detox it. It's just like any other kind of addiction. We get addicted to those feelings, and we like them. Even though they're bad, it feels good because they're so familiar all the time. You know what I'm talking about. Why am I so messed up? And got to get out of it. Change your life. Change your thinking. All that good stuff. So that's what I'm about. You can get a little more information about that stuff. And, of course, you can contact me, like I said, at DocMichelle@AOL.com. Now, today, what I'm going to be doing is answering listeners' emails. And some of the subjects, I love some of this stuff. And I thank you so much for emailing me. And I want to also thank you for making LATalkRadio.com the number one talk internet station. LATalkRadio.com. You did it. Of course, all the hosts did it too. Hopefully. But keep it coming. Keep responding. We love to hear your feedback. And thank you for being there, folks. All right. So today we're going to be talking about the wrong kinds of guys. What are the wrong kinds of guys women get mixed up with? We've talked about this before. I have someone who emailed me and asked me for a clarification of bad traits to look for in men. And also I have a huge bunch of information on nice guys. What's this nice guys thing all about? Do women really like nice guys? And I have some emails from guys talking about they themselves are nice guys. And damn proud of it. So we're going to, those are just some of the subjects we're going to touch on. If we can get to it, we'll also talk about, I have a listener who asked me about some of the traits every man is looking for in a serious girlfriend. I guess they need a little guidance on, you know, how to get their acts together and be a really good girl. Because they want to find a serious guy. So that's great. So anyway, let us get started here. And again, you want to call in, cool, 323-203-0815. So I'm going to start off with an email from Lisa. Lisa is her name. And she says, Dear Doc, I'm 25 years old and have a good career going. I'm told that I'm cute and I feel pretty. My problem is that I keep getting hooked up with the wrong kind of guys. What is wrong with me? Why do I think I have found my true love match only to realize much later, many heartaches and agonizing nights later, that Mr. Wonderful was not so wonderful after all? In fact, he was pretty much like that other awful man I thought was my true love, or the past guy I felt I couldn't live without, but had to when he left me for that other woman. Help! Okay. This is a common, you know, relationship issue that I deal with and can help you with. You know, and so Lisa, many times, I just want to tell you this. It's not just bad luck that steers women like you to the wrong guy. Time and time again. Sounds like you've been doing it quite a bit. Now, so sometimes finding these kind of guys is leading to a deeper, a little more serious problem in your personality or character. Or the problem may stem from your family history. Now, this is kind of a no-brainer. You know, you've all seen and heard about the psychodynamic stuff, which means a lot of times it's rooted in lack of self-esteem, self-love. And far too many women, I think, they just get involved with a guy after another guy and after another guy without stopping to assess what went wrong in the previous relationships, right? You don't recognize the similarities that attract you to certain types of guys. So what happens is you have a bad guy that hurts your feelings, and then you jump into another relationship. And that's usually because you can't take down time to take care of yourself and fill in the gaps. You're so needy, you're so scared of being alone that you have to jump into another relationship. Now, guys do this all the time, too. So it's just not for women as well. But so what I'm saying basically is you try to fulfill needs, you see, that go back to your childhood. So most of us are not capable of analyzing information when we're children, or even teenagers, or even young adults sometimes were really clueless. I know I was, until I got some therapy when I was a young adult, and then said, gee, I think I'd like to do this for a living, and there you go. So women supposedly, here's just some information, just some ideas about what psychologists have suggested, and I truly believe that there is something to this. Women who grow up and see their moms in bad relationships, or they grow up with dads who are abusive, alcoholic, or like addicted to drugs, right? As children, we watch these situations and think of ways that mommy should resolve the problem, right? So we hold in a lot of resentment to mommy too for allowing this verbal or physical or abuse, whatever dad is doing, to take place. So we're really pissed off at dad because, you know, he's not giving us what we need and he's got issues. And then we're also mad at mom because she's not doing anything about it. She's more passive. So a lot of times when we grow up ourselves, we select men who are very much like our fathers, right? When ladies grow up in abusive families, they marry men who are abusive because they want to change the man. They say to themselves, you know, I can do what mommy was not able to do. See, that's a little bit, if you go a little deeper in there, that's a little bit angry at mom. I'm going to be different from mom. I'm going to change this guy. And mom couldn't do it because she was probably a little more passive and overwhelmed. And, you know, the older generations, sometimes women are not as assertive and haven't been. And a lot of times women say, I didn't know he was like that, when their guys perform acts that cause everybody around them shame. You know, some cases we're really not aware of the boyfriend's mischievous deeds. And I'm helping you out here, Lisa. I want you to hear this. But I want you to hear that when you first start getting clues about these guys or uneasy feelings and you think you want to change them, get the hell out of the relationship. I don't think most women are stupid or gullible or dumb or any other things like that. I think they're really smart. For some, I think they truly have no idea that their boyfriends mean bad news for them, you know? And some women may have found out about their problem boyfriend and stayed because of lots of different reasons. Maybe this is your thing, Lisa. Love? You think you're in love? Maybe some status? Maybe he's, you know, high in the community or whatever. I don't know. He's popular. Money, power, whatever. A lot of women also stay because they don't want to carry the guilt of leaving their kid's father over issues that they feel they could be resolved. So those are really, you know, positive things too. But you say you're 25 years old, and I don't think that you have any kids. I don't think you're married. You say you have a good career going, and you're just kind of mixed up with these guys who keep turning out to be losers. So if you're one of those women who feel that you can change guys, think about this. You know? As long as we continue to believe that the power of sex and money and counseling and personal sacrifice or a host of other strategies can change a bad man will work, you're going to continue to subject yourself to mental and physical abuse. Okay? There's a time when you have to just say, wait a minute, why do I keep repeating this? You got to stand up, you got to get self-respect, and walk through the right door and the relationship. Now, get out of it. You feel you can't live without this guy, but geez, kind of like the last guy. He left me for start getting good qualities about people who you would like. Write down some of the qualities that you would like in a man. Write down the qualities that you have to offer to a man. See if those match. Maybe there is something going on with you, but maybe you're so needy that you come off and you attract these guys who are going to walk all over you. And also think about what I said about the old dynamic. If you had an issue with a caregiver who was a man, daddy, grandpa, I don't know, whatever, growing up, and you had these constant problems with their abusiveness, alcoholism, criticism, physical abuse, whatever, you take it on, you think, I can change it. I'm going to do what mommy didn't do. So think of all those things I suggested, and good luck to you. And I hope I helped you out a little bit. And I'm not putting you down, girl. I'm just saying, got to change your ways. Because you're mixing up with the wrong kind of guy on a continual basis. So time to check out why. You might go get some therapy. Do it. Explore some of the stuff within you and why you keep choosing these guys. Good idea. All righty. Let's move on. By the way, this is Dr. Michelle, and I'm live with you on the air at latalkradio.com. You can email me any questions you have about, you know, relationships or any kind of problems. We talk about it. I give you advice, suggestions. We do not have a therapeutic relationship here on the air. But, you know, I try to help you out a little bit. We can go through some of your emails. And also, if you'd like to call, cool. The number here live on the air is 323-203-0815. Today, I'm really focusing on answering a lot of these emails that you've written me and trying to help you through your relationship problems. We have other stuff, too. But let us move on now. So, dear Dr. Michelle, there is this guy I have been off and on with for 2 years. Alrighty. I'm 28 and am struggling with whether I'm ready to settle down with him or distance myself from him or keep him as a friend because he is a very angry guy. But many times he is sweet when we make up. Okay. I sometimes feel that he's cheated on me when he goes on his business trips and by the way his friends talk about him. When I bring up these subjects, he blows up and doesn't call me for a week. Then I hear from him and he's all nice to me. What do I do with this guy? Because I think I love him. Thanks, Marguerite. Marguerite, is that your name? Kind of along the same lines as the first listener, Lisa. Marguerite. I don't know. My idea is that you should probably just not carry him, his ego, his mood swings, his burdens. I would just, if you're, you know, to me it sounds like this guy has angry outbursts and he's a strange dude. And then he's cool and then he goes away for a week. That's pretty passive. Aggressive. Goes away for a week and then calls you. Goes away on trips. You know, there's obviously stuff going on with in you that you're feeling this is not right. So trust your instincts. Listen to what his friends say about him. If they say, oh, you're a dog, you do this, you do that. Listen to what his friends say about him. That's a good thing to trust your instinct. It just I don't know. I just say straight up, if you want to stay in this relationship, you may think about that you're committing yourself to a hard life of many restless nights and aches and pains. And also, if you get married to these guys sometimes, and I'm going to talk about some of the personality disorders and negative traits to look out for in guys. And I'm not just, you know, I'm not dumping on guys today. These are just listeners who have written me, and I got a guy coming up who I'm going to respond to as well. A couple of guys, actually. And this, I'm not dumping on girls or guys. I'm just trying to help some of the women out there who, you know, seem like they're making poor choices. So, what happens a lot of times with personality disorders, and we don't know per se, but we do know that some of them are inherited chemical imbalance. Who knows? Environmental shit going on in their life that they get and then pass. Who knows? But many times they're going to pass on negative behaviors to their future children and their children. You know? So kind of think about that, too, if you're picking a possible mate to have babies with. You sound like a really sweet person, Marguerite. And you think he's going to change. And he probably won't. I think there's a lot of guys out there who'd love to meet a young lady like you who have a lot to give. All right. I pull back, and I would suggest to him that he get therapy for his anger issues and mood swings. I think you ought to pull out and move on. You sound like a really sweet girl who's hanging on for why? The sex? Come on now. It's all great and everything for a little while, but then you gotta, talk to him and deal with him every day. You know what I'm saying? That's no life, especially if you're looking for a committed future. All right, Dr. Michelle here, live on LA Talk Radio, and we're moving on to another listener who emailed me at docmichelle@aol.com, which I am directly hooked up to live on the air here. So if you want to comment on any of these things, I'll pull you up, and I won't probably say your name. I'll change your name and just see what you have to say. So here we go. Dear Doc, I thought I'd offer up some advice for your male listeners. I've been a nice guy, always trying to be courteous to others and treat them kindly. And this is from Brad. I acted like that because I was shy, lacked confidence with girls. With anything else, I would just haphazardly jump into in any crazy situation. I'm not really quite getting that. But in my relationship with girls, I think I did appear too needy. I was so accepting to anything they did and was pretty laid back. I should have said something if I had a problem with the situation. You don't want to seem desperate, guys. I have learned, however, you can't always be nice. The guy has to make the girl work too. In other words, before you can be yourself, you must first find the things that are seriously wrong with you and confront them head on. This is from Brad. He's emailing Doc Michelle here. If you're a nice guy, don't be afraid to do something new. For example, do something completely unexpected. People will be startled and amazed that they haven't noticed you before. I'm just giving advice to some of your guy listeners who've asked about being too nice. I learned to find who I was and not be an asshole, but not so self-conscious. Thanks, Brad. Okay. Thank you, Brad, for that. I appreciate you giving a bit of advice to guys who may be nice guys. I like the idea about, having self-confidence, learning self-confidence, being okay with who you are, and that you don't want to be a jerk. Don't be afraid to do something new. I guess you're saying just find out who you are. Do something completely unexpected. People will be startled and amazed that they haven't noticed you before. Well, so I don't know what that means, startled and amazed. I don't think you want to do anything weird or freak out in public or anything like that, but I don't think that's what you're saying. I think you're saying you need to change and find out who you are within you and be okay with that, and you don't have to always be on pleasing everybody. Just be you. Be cool. Be confident. Alrighty, let's move on. This is Dr. Michelle, LATalkRadio.com, and I appreciate your emails. To me at docmichelle@aol.com. And if you'd like to check out my website and what I'm about, you can find me at drmichelletherapy.com. That's, again, I talk about positive life changes. I talk about detoxing from the drama and all that stuff we do. you know, we got to get away from that stuff so we're not going crazy. I got to figure out why we're so attracted to the drama in relationships and stuff. And I'm not only talking about male-female, like, romantic relationships. I'm talking about the drama in friendships and family stuff that we continue to hang on to, which really makes us all crazy. Crazy. I'm crazy for him. All righty. This is from Lorraine, who emailed me. Dear Doc Michelle, I heard you talk about certain personality traits to look for in guys. Sometimes, oh dear, sometimes I'm so involved in having a good time with someone, I don't take time to realize that some guys I fall for are jerks. Can you repeat some of those bad personality traits that I should be aware of so I can stop and analyze? Why? I'm not laughing at you, Lorraine. I'm laughing with you because sometimes we need to be continually reminded of some of those negative traits that we just clamor onto. We need these guys. Michelle, although I feel good and excited in these relationships, I know that there's something that isn't right. Please explain. Thank you, Lorraine. All right. Now, I've talked about this before. So these are some personality traits to look out for. And these are like no-brainers, too. I was like, come on now. So, Lorraine, here you go. Some of the negative traits I suggest that women look out for are the following. Now, what you have to do, too, is you have to not, every time this stuff kind of comes up and you see these things, not just blow through it and go, oh, well, I can change them, or blow through it and go, well, and ignore it. You've got to kind of say, wait a minute, what just happened? You've got to stop and take accounting of it. So you have to think about some of the things that don't feel right. So here we go. Obviously, there's the liar, right? In the beginning of the relationship, you caught him in a few white lies. Okay. And he seemed, you know, like having convincing excuses. So you let him get away with them. Now you find the lying has increased. And the excuses have become minimal, if not at all. This is kind of like the pattern that happens sometimes if you're hooked up with a liar. So actions you may want to consider are the following. Approach him not only with what you think, but what you know. In other words, you have proof. Wait a minute. You were here with so-and-so and doing this, and we, on my cell phone, you left a message, or you texted me saying you're here with so-and-so, but wait a minute. So-and-so I talked to was over here doing this that night. They weren't even in town. So if he continues to lie, then you got to end that relationship for good. That's the liar. You know, you don't want to get hooked up with a liar. You'll never trust him in your life. You know? So, and once, by the way, you've made this decision to book, change numbers, block his email address, change places you hang out with, tell your friends, your mutual friends, that you're not dealing with him anymore. Because if you go back to him, it'll just, you know, a liar is a liar. They just tend to keep doing that to, I don't know why. It's one of the antisocial personality disorder traits. Then, of course, there's the player. Now, women often fall for this guy. I call it the Tiger Woods syndrome. The man's obsessed with being contacted or making contact with the opposite sex. Any little hot lady he may see, he needs to get that attention and flick her in the eye. He'll use cell phone, email, house phone, friends to make contact with whomever he meets. Gentlemen's bars, like Tiger, send his people over to buy her a drink and say he'd like to talk to her. The problem with these guys is they're dumb. Sometimes. They'll leave a trail of evidence, right? Whether it's the text trail, as I call it, restaurant receipts, hotel charges, jewelry gift receipts. Oh, there's a good one. Emails he forgot to delete. I mean, come on. Some of these guys start to create a pattern. And you know, the pattern is you become old and someone becomes new. So look out for this repetitious pattern and find out more about these people, these guys, If you're suspecting this or feeling this, you know what I'm saying? Another pattern. Oh, yes. Of course, we have working really late, hanging out with friends, telling you they're one place and then finding out they're not, and choosing a hobby or interest that's very unusual to his personality. Right? I'm going to take up Pilates classes. I'm taking up some art classes. What? Well, there's a chick in the class that he's trying to hook up with or something, probably. So what you can do is, you know, offer to pick him up from the class on some nights. Watch his reaction. You know? So also, sometimes with these guys, family and friends will cover for him. So just get a sense of, if you're feeling distrust, if you've got an intuition, just really hear it and make notes and go away from this person if this is what's happening. The other downright antisocial personality traits that I see, of course, the thief. You see, these guys are so good looking and they're so charming. And they've usually been around when things go missing. No, these are deadbeats. But you just don't... What? You're shocked. Because at first you don't suspect them, and then you thought items had just been misplaced or, you know, blame someone else for taking them. You know, I think my housekeeper came in and she moved stuff. But wait a minute. Wait a moment. There's cash missing. But you always had like a funny feeling in your gut. Favorite CDs missing. Some cash. Time to come up with a plan. You might want to set somebody up if you suspect that you're with a thief. Anyway, this just go away from this person. That's antisocial. There's also the hustler. And that goes along with the thief, too. That's in the antisocial category. They're always thinking of a way to separate people from their money illegally. A lot of times these guys are major gamblers as well. So kind of note that. You may think that what he's told you about his daytime job is paying the bills, but he was, you know, he didn't pay for a lot of the stuff that he may have given you. I mean, maybe it was the second one he gave. I don't know. You got to just think about it. This is dangerous people, hustlers, dangerous. Of course, there's the abuser and the controller. These are guys to look out for. Antisocial, get away. You can never do anything right. They're often critical. Walk around with an attitude. Every opportunity. Alone, he wants you to stop living your world to be with him. All right? And in the beginning of the relationship, you continue to justify his negative personality. You make excuses. Whatever it is. You know, you always try to explain why there's problems. So you might be telling yourself, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. This is the you know, abusive syndrome. He's going to change, and then he apologizes. Whether it's verbal or physical, doesn't matter. Sexual, it's all abuse. Of course, physical and sexual are very dangerous. But he may come back and be really sincere about being a better man. And he's going to make those stories. Just run far away. Change your contact numbers and addresses. And if he's ever abused you physically, sexually, make a police report. Really, get out of that thing. You don't need that stuff. You don't need it. There's also the mooch. Very similar. God, I'm really nasty today, aren't I? Yeah. The thief, the hustler, and the mooch. The mooch is the guy who, you've invited him once again on an outing, and he never has any money in his wallet. And during inopportune times, he says he needs to stop at the ATM. And you know that you're going to a place where there are none, or even close to where the two of you are located. And when he offers to take you out, look out. He usually picks a place that doesn't have to pay much. You know what I'm saying? When you say, oh, I'll pay, or it's okay, you usually have steak or lobster. If he asks to drive your car, no. Mm-mm. He usually won't fill it up. Holidays, special days usually go without much acknowledgement. Don't shower him with gifts. If you choose to continue a relationship with a mooch, you have the following options. You could stop being so generous and treat him how he treats you. Like when you invite him out, treat him to the kind of places he takes you. Put a limitation on the things that he asks you for. Just don't give him anything. Avoid helping him when he's in a bind, because he won't help you. Make yourself unavailable to run errands for him. All right? If he begins to see you are no fool, he won't continue to run over you. He'll grow to appreciate you. Number one, if he's sort of normal. Number two, if he doesn't, you'll be making it easy for him to walk away from you. And you won't have to break up with him. That's the mooch. Go away. Make him go away. You don't want to be caretaking. And if you need to, in some way, keep caretaking some guy that's a mooch, that's your deal. And one of the other worst, of course, last but not least, and I even forgot what her name was. Hold on, I'm going back here. I printed this out. Yeah, this is Lorraine. Lorraine, the really bad traits we've gone through, of course, the liar, the player, the thief, the hustler, the abuser, the controller, the mooch, and last and certainly not least is the drunk and the drug abuser. How many times have you seen him intoxicated or using drugs? Yeah. Is he fun? Yeah, maybe. Is he angry? Is he disgusting or is he depressed all the time? Mood swings. You're going to have to consider or not whether you want to help him with this, get him through this. If you're with somebody and committed to somebody like this, you need to go to Al-Anon. If he consistently refuses help, then for your own sanity and safety, you need to go away. You need to leave him alone. Encourage him to go to AA, get some help, go to therapy, detox. So there you go. Those are some of the biggies that I would suggest you look for. And thank you, Lorraine, for emailing me. This is Dr. Michelle at latalkradio.com, and you are officially on the couch, as you always are, at this time with me. And today I'm answering emails from listeners who contacted me at docmichelle, D-O-C, Michelle, with two L's, at AOL.com. docmichelle at AOL.com. And I have some emails that have come through while I've been on the air talking about some of these issues with people. Again, it's docmichelle at AOL.com. So let me respond directly to this first email. Hey, Doc, here's some feedback to your first guy on the show today who talked about learning not to be so nice all the time. Women like nice guys, but they aren't attracted to them. Nice guys often don't show the confidence or strength that women are attracted to. So, to your listener who wrote you, don't be quiet and timid. Just ask a lady out. Don't pour your heart into it. Don't act like you care about rejection. Don't be needy. I love this girl. This is Brenda, by the way. Don't call her all the time. If you don't call, she'll call you anyway. Don't be a pushover. Don't do everything she wants, even if you want to do it. Tell her it has to be at 8 p.m. instead of 7 p.m. or Friday instead of Saturday. Don't give her money or gifts too often. Jeez. Brenda, dude, what's up with you, girl? Limit it to holidays, anniversaries, and about 6 random days during the year. She doesn't expect it. Tell this guy not to show his feelings too often, even though half the questions are about women complaining about that. All right. Let's see. This is a long email, and I thank you, Brenda, for this. Let's just kind of go to the end of the point here. To your listener, they want you to show them, but they want to work for it. Don't be clingy. You don't love her until you've dated her for at least a month or two. Don't act like it. Don't say it. To sum it up, don't be too nice or too attached until the relationship is well established. Don't listen to anyone who tells you differently, especially women. Thanks, Brenda. All right, Brenda, thank you for that. Wow. Okay. Damn, Brenda, who you been with, girl? It sounds like to me you like the nasty guys who withhold and do sort of passive-aggressive stuff. Write back to me about that. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, pouring your heart out and being needy and a slobby pushover. But it kind of sounds to me like you're kind of a pushy lady, Brenda. Are ya? DocMichelle at AOL.com. Let me know. All right, here we go. Dear Doc, about nice guys. Another email just came through. I believe most women do like nice guys, but they don't want a wimp that cries at everything and is a pushover. Nice and a wimp are different things. All right. Only women that are emotionally or mentally unstable choose guys that aren't nice. I agree, Mariah. I agree. Right on, girl. Here we go. Another email. This is from Stefan. I don't know. Stephan. Another email just came over from Stefan, and I love this. This is so cool because there's a guy out there sitting somewhere, at work. I don't know where you're from. Anyway, what I find interesting about a majority of these answers is the general belief that men are the ones most commonly at fault for being too nice. Dr. Michelle, I for one consider myself to be a very nice guy who also is hardly a pushover. I think a big misconception of the nice guy argument is the general ideology that men who are boring should learn to become more of a challenge or less predictable. I, for one, have been in many stable relationships where being boring was not considered a problem. If a man or woman doesn't have the same characteristics they are looking for in a partner, is it fair to put the blame on the opposite sex? I agree with you, Stefan. This is really true. If you're looking for excitement and unpredictability, more than likely your partner will be looking for the same traits in you. Nobody can sustain a serious relationship that is always exciting or unpredictable. That's true. That's pretty emotionally unstable. That's pretty bipolar. Doctor, this can happen on occasion, but a majority of life is not exciting and unpredictable, which is why the notion that notion is controversial in itself. I love this guy. I'm not trying to be sexist, but in all fairness, relationships are built on trust and common interests. If you are male or female and are emotionally secure with who you are, you would not need a person to challenge you or bring all the excitement into your life. You nailed it, Stefan. You nailed it. The notion that it is a man's job to be exciting, unpredictable, and fantastic in bed at best is very shallow and egocentric. Ooh, he's pissed. Love this. I am, for one, not attracted to women who expect me to do all the leading in a relationship or challenge them. I do agree that most healthy women do like a man who is decisive, emotionally attentive, and good-humored. However, most people who are stable and emotionally mature will not want a needy person who's looking for someone else to change an aspect or shortcoming in their life. Doc, if what the girls are looking for is someone to make their life exciting, they may need a shrink more than they need a boyfriend. I like this man. Relationships are about sharing responsibilities. No healthy person, male or female, would stay with a person who is doing all the leading or work to maintain it. Thanks, Stefan. You are right on, man, and I love it. I appreciate you writing to me. By the way, if you want to follow up to Stefan's comments, you can do so live here on the air at DocMichelle@AOL.com. That's DocMichelle@AOL.com. I have now a comment from Alyssa. Doc, about nice guys. We love nice guys. The problem is that many men think they are nice guys when in fact they aren't, or they are and have many other issues. Here we go. I once dated a guy who insisted that he had been dumped many times simply because he was a nice guy. The truth is that he was a nice guy, but he also didn't shower often enough. Was too emotionally disconnected and had horrendous manners. Ah, okay. All the niceness in the world couldn't fix some of his other flaws, and asking him to shower as nicely as possible offended him. Oh, God. If you're a nice guy who believes women don't like you because you are a nice guy, then odds are there are other issues going on. Using the old nice guys finish last line is often a cop-out and a way to avoid looking at what the real problem is. So, let's see here. Alyssa continues to go on. I'm going through her email. Is there an aspect of your personality that women have consistently complained about? That's really true, Alyssa. You know what? I think we have to continue to look at the history of what other people continue to tell us. Yeah, it's called information gathering. You see, if there's consistent information about your behaviors that are not cool, you know, it may just not be them all the time. Got to kind of look at some of the things you do that are consistently being harped on. You see? Okay, as we move on, Alyssa says, do you ever hear over and over that you don't talk enough or aren't social enough, guys? Listen to the common complaint and focus on that instead of the nice guy thing. I'll bet that not one woman has said she wouldn't date you because you were too nice. Thanks for being there, Doc, Alyssa. No, I agree with you. I think you're right on. I think people have to kind of take a look at guys who say that, exactly, she nailed it. I don't even have to reiterate. Got to take a look at stuff. You know, I'm just too nice. Well, maybe there's other stuff going on as well. So that's the other side of the coin. One more I'd like. Ooh, this is a good one. Dear Doc, I thought I'd offer you some guy feedback. This just came through. Let me go through it here. Down, down, down. I'm sitting here in my office listening to you and wanted to comment on the nice guy thing. Just last night, my girlfriend sat me down and said she couldn't handle this relationship any longer if I didn't stop being so sensitive. I mean, I don't have any issues. I love her to bits. She said that I tell her I love you and I miss you too much. I always try to be as nice as possible. She said she could take care of herself on most issues. I really don't know. Maybe I am too clingy, too soppy. But it hurts when she says these things. Thanks, Casey. All right. Maybe you got to hear her. And I would, if I were you, Casey, I would say, why are you so defensive about me being sensitive? Most women, I thought, liked sensitive guys. I miss you and I love you, and I try to tell you that. I mean, I think if more guys told their women those things, there'd be a lot less problems. And I'm not picking on guys. I'm saying this guy, he sounds pretty nice. Casey sounds like a pretty nice guy. But, Casey, I think you have to ask your lady why she's being so angry and defensive about, you know, maybe, you know, why is she so defensive if you're offering to help her with things? You know, you're being a gentleman, and I don't know what you're offering to help her with, but I assume it's like, oh, can we talk about your work? Or, hey, you sound like a very sensitive guy, and I appreciate that. You know, if you're too clingy or too needy, that's kind of creepy. But you sound like a pretty nice guy, so just kind of heed that. Dear Doc, quick email here. This is from Britt. Bad boys do have some appeal. However, I don't think that most women really truly want a bad person. I agree. The person has to be a pretty good guy underneath it all. The only reason I can think of that a woman would want a truly awful human being is that she herself has very low self-esteem. I tend to prefer nice guys myself, being as I'm a nice girl. Okay, so Britt, maybe, let's see here. Maybe I can hook you up with Casey here. Sounds like a pretty nice guy. Seems like you're pretty open to having a nice guy, and there you go. I'm just kidding. I don't do that on this show. This is not the dating service. But I appreciate you emailing me at docmichelle@aol.com. And this is your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle, here on LA Talk Radio. And today what I've been doing, and I'm still doing, is answering questions, emails that have come over to me here at the show. A week ago, several days ago, and moments ago, in response to some of these questions and issues. And you can email me at docmichelle@aol.com, and I will answer some of your questions as well that you have on relationships or any other kind of issues. We're really focusing on relationship stuff today. A lot of people out there that need to figure things out for themselves. So, you know, this is great. All right, we're going to move on. And let's see. I like this one about helping women. Some of the traits every guy is looking for in a serious girlfriend. Dear Dr. Michelle, I want to know how I can be a great lady for the perfect man. Could you please give me some suggestions about some of the traits that most guys look for in a woman, so I can live up to those and find the man of my dreams? Carrie. All right, Carrie, let's see here. I don't know what your age is. I don't know, but it's, you know, whatever. It's okay. I think most men today want a woman that has a healthy guy. Now I'm talking about, I'm not talking about clingy, needy, antisocial, narcissistic people. I'm talking about pretty healthy guys out there. So for you, my dear, I think a lot of guys who are healthy appreciate a woman who has a life of her own. And if it's pretty good and full. Now, I'm not talking about if you're really wealthy. You know, I'm talking about if you take care of yourself and find time to hang out with your friends and family, have morals, you like to travel, you have hobbies, you have interests, you can earn a living. You know, you may have your own place. That would be nice. You know, you don't expect your guy to be your entire existence. In other words, you're not too needy. You're not too dependent on him. That, you know, you don't want to have a dependent personality. So you're not waiting for some guy to show up so you can get your real life started. You have your life. You have your work. You have your friends. You have your travel. You have your hobbies. Guys really appreciate it. They find you more interesting. All right? Those are healthy guys now. All right? All right. Other good qualities. Sexy without trampy. Uh-huh. I know all you guys listening out there is going, boo, Dr. Michelle, you don't know what you're talking about. She's sexy without trampy. This is, see, in the beginning of a relationship, a lady, I think, should refer, unless you're just looking to get laid, and that's all the relationship is about. But see, this to me sounds like you're looking for a decent relationship and want to know good traits, Carrie. So we're talking about the healthy relationships. So I think women kind of should pass on making any comments that are overly sexual. Even if you think it's really interesting to guys these days, and lay low on the flirting. You know what I'm saying? Touching him too much, squeezing him too much, reaching out, that body language that's kind of scary, that shows I'm here and I want to get laid. When you really want a relationship with a guy, you know. And when the relationship gets more serious and more intimate, you know, public displays of affection, PDAs, they're more appropriate. You know, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, just the way you talk, don't share your past information about how many times you've had sex. No, that's a turnoff. Don't do that. If you're looking for a great guy, do not make the first move. I think that, you know, people have talked about this forever, but I don't know. I think it's really a good idea sometimes to find out if the guy's interested or if it's just convenient for him. And if you make the first move consistently or come off too sexy and all that, you're going to find out if he's really interested or just convenient. You know, a lot of guys are really better suited for the chase. They feel more like a man, too. So just think about that. I know it's old school. I know it's kind of dumb and it's old school and all that, but that's what I really feel. Ladies who guys like are show that they care. Now, guys are into actions. Guys are not as verbal. Guys are into actions. They like women to do things for them. Do things. I don't know. Cook for him. And I'm not talking about barefoot in the kitchen. No, don't get me wrong on that. Do little things for him. Know that you've listened to him and do things that this is later on. This I'm not talking about first date stuff, but I'm talking about later on in the relationship. Do things. Show him that you hear what he's saying and that you will help him out with things. And I'm not, you know, you should want to show him that you're going to do little things that let him know you care and are paying attention to what he says and his needs. Men love that, you know. I don't know, just whatever you can do that might be caring and giving. He's running out of something, and you pick up something for him. This is after dating for a while. You help him with chores. You help show him that you will do things with him. Whatever. All right. Always try to be the guy's best wingman or wingwoman. Help him to look good in front of the boss. Help him. Always support him. Men love that. It's really important. That's if you truly believe it and want to. All right? Guys respect lady who do, ladies do not turn on the pressure. Pressure, 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 pressure. You know, comment, negative, criticism. Love is the biggest part of the equation. Love, giving, love, love. Kindness, love. Listening, paying attention, actions, showing that you care about him. Those are good traits. Those are just some ideas. All right? So I hope you heard that, Carrie, and I thank you for emailing me. Well, this is Dr. Michelle. My goodness, we got a book. I got to get going. This show has gone so fast today, and I thank you so much for emailing me at docmichelle@aol.com. I love to hear your comments. I love to hear your questions on relationships or issues or any kind of problems here. And keep doing so we can have more fodder for future shows. Or if you want to get help, You can check me out also at my website at Dr. Michelle Therapy. That's just abbreviated. It's Dr., no period, Dr. Michelle with two L's, therapy at AOL.com. I'd love to hear from you. And you're listening to LATalkRadio.com. You've been on the couch officially, as you always are at this time on Friday. You can hang out on the couch still if you like. That's cool. Stay comfortable. Keep it here for more great programs on LA Talk Radio. Thank you for making us number one. And Dr. Michelle signing out. And as I always tell you, do take care of yourself first before you can take care of anybody else. That'll help for self-discovery and a happier life. Have a good one. I'll talk to you next week. Of course, you can download this too if you want to check it out again. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Flash.